您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn.
学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English.
I'm Shane.
I'm Anna. Today we're going to continue our topic of American movies.
大家好，欢迎来到国际在线实用英语课堂。今天我们要继续上周的话题，美国电影。
Part 3, The Academy Awards.
奥斯卡金像奖。
The Oscars, every January, when the calendar has turned to a new year, the attention of the entertainment community and the film fans around the world turns to the upcoming Academy Awards. Oscar fever hits, building to the crescendo of the annual presentation of golden statues.When hundreds of millions of cinema lovers glued themselves to their television sets to learn who will receive the highest honor in filmmaking.
After three quarters of a century of recognizing excellence in cinema achievement, the annual presentation of the Oscars has become the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences' most famous activity.
The Academy Awards presentation is also the activity that enables the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to maintain its varied year-round calendar of programs and events and a wide-ranging educational and cultural agenda.
When the first Academy Awards were handed out on May 16, 1929, movies had just begun to talk.
The first Academy Awards ceremony took place during the banquet held in the Blossom Room of the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel.The attendance was 250 and tickets cost $10.
In 1966, the Oscars were first broadcast in color. From 1971 through 1975, the NBC TV network carried the awards. ABC has telecast the show since 1976 and is under contract through 2008.
The first statue ever presented went to Emil Jannings, who was named Best Actor for his roles in The Last Command,In the Way of All Flesh. That first year, 1929, 15 statues were awarded, all of them to men except for Janet Gaynor. In the second year, the number of awards was reduced to 7, 2 for acting and 1 each for Best Picture, Directing, Writing, Cinematography, and Art Direction. Since then, the awards presentations have grown slowly but steadily, not only in audience count,but in the fields of achievement covered.
Today, regular awards are presented for outstanding individual or collective efforts of the year in up to 25 categories.
All voting for Academy Awards is conducted by secret ballot and tabulated by the international auditing firm of PricewaterhouseCoopers. Secrecy is maintained by the auditors. The results of balloting are not revealed until the now famous envelopes are opened on stage in the live television program. Because the Academy numbers among its members, the ablest artists and craftsmen in the motion picture world, the Oscar represents the best achievements of the year in the opinion of those who themselves reside at the top of their craft.
Up to 5 nominations are made in categories, with balloting for these nominations restricted to...members of the Academy branch concerned. Film editors, for instance, nominate only for achievements in film editing. All voting members may nominate for Best Picture. Awards also are given to the Best Foreign Language Film of the Year, a category not represented by a branch. Nominations for awards in this category are made by a large committee of members drawn from all branches Final winners are determined by votes of all eligible members.
In addition to the regular annual awards conferred by the vote of the membership, the Board of Governors is empowered to vote scientific and technical awards, honorary awards, special achievement awards, and other honors. Among these is the Irvin G. Thalberg Memorial Award, a bronze bust of the legendary producer, which is given to a creative producer who has been responsible for consistently high-quality motion picture production. It is considered the highest accolade a producer can receive. The Jean Herschel Humanitarian Award, an Oscar statuette, is given to an individual in the motion picture industry whose humanitarian efforts have brought credit to the industry. The Gordon E. Sawyer Award, also an Oscar statuette, is given to an individual in the motion picture industry whose technical contributions have brought credit to the industry.
Now, let's say something about the Oscar statuette. It's been called the Academy Statuette, the Golden Trophy, and the Statue of Merit. The entertainment trade paper Weekly Variety even attempted to popularize the Iron Man.
Thankfully, the term never stuck. Born in 1928, the Academy Award of Merit, which we know as simply the Oscar, depicts a knight holding a crusade sword standing on a reel of film with five spokes, signifying the original branches of the Academy: actors, writers, directors, producers, and technicians.
Weighing 8.5 pounds and standing 13.5 inches tall, the statuette was designed by MGM's chief art director, Frederick Gibbons. Frederick Hope, Gibbons' assistant, created the original Belgian black marble base. Artist George Stanley sculpted the design, and the California Bronze Foundry hand cast the first statuette in bronze, plated with 24 karat gold.
Then where does the Oscar name come from? A popular but unsubstantiated story has been that the moniker brought on after Academy librarian and eventual executive director Margaret Herrick said that the statuette resembled her uncle, Oscar. Its first documented mention came after the sixth awards presentation in 1934, when Hollywood columnist Sidney Skolsky used it in reference to Katharine Hepburn's first Best Actress win. The Academy itself didn't use the nickname officially until 1939. Oscar has changed its look on occasion. In 1930, juvenile player received miniature replicas of the statuette. Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen was presented with a wooden statuette with a movable mouth. And Walt Disney was honored with one full size and seven miniature statuettes on behalf of his animated feature, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. In support of the World War II effort between 1942 and 1944, Oscars were made of plaster to be traded in for golden statuettes after the war. Additionally, the base was raised and changed from marble to metal in 1945. And in 1949, Academy Award statuettes began to be numbered, starting with number 501.
在全球名目繁多的电影奖项中呢，恐怕没有什么比奥斯卡的名气更大、历史更强的了。每年颁奖典礼进行时，全球都会有超过2亿人观看现场的演出，都会有无数的明星从世界各地赶到这里来参加这个盛会。纵观奥斯卡73年的历史呢，你会感受到电影艺术的进步，你可以看到奥斯卡在世界电影工业中的重要地位。1920年，美国电影制片业已经在南加州奠基生根，以洛杉矶为中心的九大公司华纳、哥伦比亚、雷电华、共和、派拉蒙、米高梅、联美、福斯、环球等纷纷成立，影片不断的生产，不论美国国内或国外都普遍受到欢迎。各大公司为了拍片需要，又希望以最廉价的薪资掌握属下，以赚取更多的利润，而演职员呢，却希望得到更多的待遇，因此呢，导演及演员们都有成立工会的意图。影片公司老板们深恐一旦工会成立，有了组织便难以驾驭，于是由米高梅创意之下，于1926年11月成立了美国影艺学院，也就是 Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences。
奥斯卡金像奖的正式名称为电影艺术与科学学院奖，奥斯卡只是一个名称，这个名称的来历说法不一。 较为可信的是1931年电影艺术与科学学院图书馆的女管理玛格丽特·霍里奇，在仔细端详金像讲座之后惊呼道，啊，他看上去真像我的叔叔 Oscar。 隔壁的新闻记者听后写道，艺术与科学院的工作人员深情地称呼他们的金塑像为奥斯卡，从此这一别名不胫而走。
奥斯卡奖杯的主体呢，为一座是3.5英寸高、重3.9千克的镀金男像，由美国著名的雕塑家乔治·斯坦利设计。按照奥斯卡奖有关的评选规则呢，一项奖的获得者只能领取一个金像奖座。如果一项奖有两个人共获，则应分别授予他们每人一个金像奖。
下面再说说奥斯卡奖项的设置。首届奥斯卡颁奖的项目跟现在不同，只有7项：一、最佳影片；二、最佳男演员；3、最佳女演员；4、最佳导演；5、最佳编剧；6、最佳摄影；7、最佳美术设计，以及另外2项特别奖，艺术品质奖和技术效果奖。但这2项奖只颁了一次，第二届就取消了。
首届的金像奖得主是在1929年2月28日产生，于5月16日在好莱坞罗斯福大饭店颁奖，出席人数呢大约有250人。奥斯卡奖可分为成就奖和特别奖及科学技术奖3大类，我们会在网页上为大家列出详细的奖项设置情况，大家可以到上面查询。
You have been listening to CRI Online Special English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
Part 4 Movie Buzz.
电影迷。好，介绍一些关于电影的背景知识呢，现在我们来听一段关于电影的对话。 What's your favorite movie of all time?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Forrest Gump.
Why Forrest Gump?
Because I like Tom Hanks, and I thought it had a lot of clever tie-ins. It was like a photo album of the country during the last 30 years.
That was a good show. Here's a little bit of movie trivia for you.What movie is the top-grossing film of all time?
Oh, that's easy. Jurassic Park. It's the only film that's been grossed over $1 billion in history.
That's true. But when a film's gross is adjusted for inflation, the highest-grossing film is Gone with the Wind. Okay, which director has 7 of the top 30 highest-grossing films of all time?
A piece of cake, Steven Spielberg. Give me something challenging.
All right. What was Dustin Hoffman's debut movie?What year did it come out?
Oh, I don't know. 1970?
Wrong. 1968.
Okay, give me another question then.
Which actress has the most nominations for the Academy Awards?
I have no idea.
Katharine Hepburn. She was nominated 12 times and won 3 times.
Okay, that's enough. My turn. First of all, what's your favorite scary movie?
It's got the Psycho. I love that shower scene.
Alright, what was the most popular Robert Redford and Paul Newman film?
The Sting.
You're pretty good. Try this one. Which year was the first in-flight movie?
1955?
Wrong. 1926. The movie The Lost World was shown in Imperial Airways from London to Paris on April 16, 1926.
The first in-flight movie was 70 years ago? Wow, that blows me away.I guess I'm not such a great movie buff after all. Okay, 对话中呢 ，Anne 和 Peter 在互相提问，看看谁才是真正的电影迷。那电影迷就是 movie buff， buff 表示狂热的爱好者。
Anne 的第一个问题 ，What's your favorite movie of all time？ 有史以来你最喜欢哪部电影？Of all time 表示古往今来，也可以说成 of all ages.
Peter 回答 ，I don't know, maybe Forrest Gump. 我不知道，也许是《阿甘正传》吧。我想这部电影大家熟悉的不能再熟悉了，是由 Tom Hanks 主演的。他凭此片获得了1995年奥斯卡最佳男演员奖。之前呢，他凭借影片《Philadelphia》费城故事获得了1994年奥斯卡最佳男演员奖。
为什么会是 Forrest Gump 呢？不仅是因为 Peter 是 Tom Hanks 的影迷。还因为在影片中有许多巧妙的 相互关联的场景，也就是 a lot of clever tie-ins。 Tie-ins 表示相互关联的事物，整部影片就像是一本关于过去30年的美国社会变迁的相册。
安也同意《阿甘正传》是一部非常好的电影。 That was a good show。 那 show 这个词呢，可以表示表演、演出、做表演或进行展览，那么 be on show 就是某场演出或电影正在上演。接着安又问了第二个问题， movie trivia， 这里是指一些关于电影的琐碎的知识，也就是电影知识点滴。
And when what movie is the top grossing film of all time， 有史以来票房收入最高的电影是哪一部？ Gross 表示总额毛利，就是没有扣除成本之间的总利润。我们平常说的 GDP， Gross Domestic Product， 就是指国内生产总值。另外 Gross 做形容词还可以表示粗俗的，令人作呕的，例如 Those noodles look gross， 那些面条看起来真恶心。
Peter 回答说是《侏罗纪公园》是历史上唯一一部票房总收入达到10亿美元的电影，但是如果考虑通货膨胀、货币贬值的因素呢，票房收入最高的电影应该是《Gone with the Wind》，也就是《乱世佳人》。When the film's gross is adjusted for inflation， 就是考虑通货膨胀的因素。
And 第三个问题是 ，Which director has 7 of the top 40 highest-grossing films of all time？谁是有史以来票房收入最高的40部电影中7部电影的导演？这是 Steven Spielberg， 他也是人尽皆知的大导演。
Peter 觉得这些问题还不过瘾，想再来点有挑战性的，Ann就又给他出了一个问题 ：What was Dustin Hoffman's debut movie？Dustin Hoffman 的第一部电影是什么 ？Debut 表示首演、首次露面，这个词的读音比较特殊，是 debut 而不是像字面读出来的debut。
Dustin Hoffman 的第一部电影是 The Graduate， 毕业生，是在1968年拍摄的。 And 下一个问题就是 Which actress has the most nominations for the Academy Awards？ 哪一个女演员获得的奥斯卡奖提名最多？答案是 Katharine Hepburn， 她获得了12次提名，并获得了3次奥斯卡奖。
好，现在轮到 Peter 来提问了。他问 Anne 的第一个问题呢，就是 What's your favorite scary movie？ 你最喜欢的恐怖电影是哪一部呢？ Scary movie 恐怖片也可以说成 thriller。 Anne 回答说是 psycho， 中文翻译是精神病患者。
Peter 的下一个问题是 What was the most popular Robert Redford and Paul Newman film？ Robert Redford 和 Paul Newman 最有名的电影是哪一部？是 The Sting， 中文翻译是刺。感兴趣的朋友可以找这个评论看一看。
看来 Anne 知道的还真不少。 Peter 又给他出一道难题， Which year was the first in-flight movie？ 第一部空中电影是在哪一年出现的呢？实在真的把 Anne 难住了。答案呢是在1926年的时候，一部叫做《失去的世纪》的电影在伦敦飞往巴黎的皇家飞机上首次放映。
不管怎么说， Peter 和 Anne 对电影知道的还真不少，可以称得上是 movie buffs 了。好，现在我们来听一听刚才的对话。
What's your favorite movie of all time?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Forrest Gump.
Why Forrest Gump?
Because I liked Tom Hanks, and I thought it had a lot of clever tie-ins. It was like a photo album of the country during the last 30 years.
That was a good show. Here's a little bit of movie trivia for you. What movie is the top-grossing film of all time?
Oh, that's easy. Jurassic Park.It's the only film that's been grossed over $1 billion in history.
That's true. But when a film's gross is adjusted for inflation, the highest grossing film is Gone with the Wind. Okay, which director has 7 of the top 40 highest grossing films of all time?
A piece of cake, Steven Spielberg. Give me something challenging.
All right. What was Dustin Hoffman's debut movie? What year did it come out?
Oh, I don't know. 1970?
Wrong. 1968.
Okay, give me another question then.
Which actress has the most nominations for the Academy Awards?
I have no idea.
Katharine Hepburn. She was nominated 12 times and won 3 times.
Okay, that's enough. My turn. First of all, what's your favorite scary movie?
It's got to be Psycho. I love that shower scene.
Alright, what was the most popular Robert Redford and Paul Newman film?
The Sting.
You're pretty good. Try this one.Which year was the first in-flight movie?
1955?
Wrong. 1926. The movie The Lost World was shown in Imperial Airways from London to Paris on April 16, 1926.
The first in-flight movie was 70 years ago? Wow, that blows me away. I guess I'm not such a great movie buff after all.现在是一段关于购买电影票的对话，相对呢比较简单，课后大家可以自己学习。Welcome to BSC Cinema. Would you like to purchase a movie ticket?
I want to know when Touchless of Man is showing.
There are 5 showing today, 1 at noon, and then 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and 11 p.m. On weekends, besides these 5 showings, there's another showing starting at midnight.
I'm sorry, could you tell me the show time for today again?
There are 5 showings today, 1 at noon, and then 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 8 p.m., and 11 p.m.
Okay, I want 6 tickets for the 11 p.m. showing tonight. And there's still 6 tickets available that are seated together?
I'm sorry, there are only 3 tickets left. How about the 8 p.m. showing? There's still 10 tickets left for that show.
But I have a friend who doesn't get off work till 8, so he won't make the beginning of the movie.
Well, I think it should be okay if he misses the first 10 minutes.
He works about an hour drive from here, so he'll never be able to make it in on time.
So, would you like to see another movie?
No, we all want to see this one. Is there any way that we could buy tickets now for tomorrow's screens?
Yes, you can order tickets right now for tomorrow. What time would you like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Friday, so I think there might be more people who want to see the movie. How many tickets can I buy at one time?
The limit for advance tickets is 10.
Okay, I have 10 tickets for the midnight showing of The Touch of Madness tomorrow. By the way, when can I pick up the tickets?
You can have them right now if you pay for them.
Oh, that's right. Here's the money.
Here are tickets. Enjoy the show tomorrow.
Now we're near the end of today's class. In the next unit, we're going to talk about visiting a doctor. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们大家介绍了美国电影的一些相关的知识，那么下节课呢，我们要说说去看医生的时候该说些什么和怎样说。希望大家呢继续关注和支持国际在线实用英语课堂。如果你有任何问题或者好的建议呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。
Well, that's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to review what we've talked about in the lecture. See you next week. Goodbye.
好，今天的课就上到这儿。希望大家做好课后复习。我们下周再见。